normally about this time in our service, we'd be making Christingles together. And we've been having great fun trying to make the big Christingle, as we did last year with Simon. And we'd be sharing that magical moment when the church is totally dark and we share lights between each other, lighting up the church in the most brilliant candlelight. But of course, we're not living in normal times at the moment. So this year we're doing Christingle in a different way. And as Bishop Stephen and Max have shown you, you can make your own at home, and I'd love to encourage you to make your own after this service. The Christingle is a powerful symbol of Christian life, of sharing the light of God with others. Of course, the bad news is we can't make those together today. But the good news is that we can still share the light of Jesus with those whom we live and with our friends and neighbours. Christingles are a symbol showing us that Jesus is with us in the darkness as well as in the light. He's with us in the moments of our greatest suffering and pain. He is with us as we're vulnerable. And the Christingle is a powerful symbol of showing us that God's light shines with us in the darkness. His love wraps around the whole world, just like the red ribbon around your orange. And after the year we have lived through, we need this light and hope of Christingle more than ever. It's a reminder that the darkness is overcome by the light of God. His love and light are more powerful than anything and can overcome the darkest night. At home, as you make your own Christingles, let's take a moment to remember all those who are vulnerable, all those who are lonely. And we're thinking especially of children and young people in our area that the Children's Society help. We can also remember, as we look at the light, that God loves us all, just as we are. God loves us and wants us to be part of His family. He sent His Son to help us find our way home to Him. And we should remember that no matter how dark or difficult or painful things are, and things may be in the months to come, the light of God shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it.